Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you some guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, before we start with the show today, I want to share an upcoming event that I'm going to be a part of that all of you can tune in to get inspired. This event is called the I Thrive in Survivorship Telesummit. If you go to the website www.tiny.cc/I Thrive Telesummit, sign up, and starting on Monday, November the 28th, you will receive an audio download directly into your mailbox so that you can listen at your convenience, and there's no cost for you. It's free. And I'm going to be your first of the 20 speakers to inspire you on November 28th. So let me give you that website again, because you're going to really want to make sure you be a part of this event. The website address you're going to go to sign up at is tiny.cc/I Thrive Telesummit. These details can also be found on my personal website, asksuelondon.com, on the calendar, the events calendar for November 28th. And if you have any questions and you want to connect with me after the show, you can also do that through my website, asksuelondon.com. Now, I have to share with you, I've had another growing moment. I now have a blog. You can see that blog through my website, asksuelondon.com. On there, you're going to see some giveaways. You're going to see photos of my events. You're going to see details about my radio guests and lots of other great details. So check that out at asksuelondon.com, and you'll see that blog button on the top of the menu area. So let me know. Give me some feedback about what you think about the show, and I'd love to add it in there. Now, I love to bring guests on that will empower you, and today my guest is going to do just that for you. I am so thrilled to share the topic and my guest. Our topic today is Awaken Your Leader Within, Women and Leadership in This Transformational Time, and my guest is Eleanor LeCain. She's a former Massachusetts Assistant Secretary of State. Eleanor LeCain is a speaker and consultant on breakthrough solutions and leadership, showing citizens and government leaders the transformational programs, people, and principles that can improve results, save money, and help build new worlds. Published from the New York Times to Le Monde in Paris, Eleanor is the author of a new book, Breakthrough Solutions, How to Improve Your Life and Change the World by Building on What Works, with an introduction by the Dalai Lama himself. Eleanor is the founder and president of the Breakthrough Way, which helps people and organizations identify, communicate, and build on what works. She speaks and consults for organizations, individuals, and governments on creating breakthrough solutions and cultivating leadership from Harvard to Japan, Norway, Malaysia, and beyond. For many years, Eleanor served on the board of Women's Action for New Directions, a network of legislators and citizens committed to positive social change. She offers seminars on women and leadership to women around the world, from the United States to Afghanistan. Amazing lady, folks. An amazing book. To learn more about my guest, Eleanor LeCain, and to learn more about her book and purchase your copy, go to the website, thebreakthroughway.com. Eleanor, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Sue.
Well, you're just such an amazing woman. And like I said to you, I love it that you're such a mover and shaker. And I love people like that.
Thank you. Well, you know, I really believe we're living at a time when it's important to be thinking big and going for big change.
Oh, absolutely. Now, can I ask you, how did you get interested in women's leadership?
Well, it comes out of my personal experience, Sue. I was one of the first women at Yale University. In fact, I was one of the I was the first woman from my town to go to Yale.
Wow.
And it was 8 men to 1 woman when I started. So I really saw then the importance of women connecting with each other and really learning about leadership because, you know, we need to have women's voices and values more fully represented in the world.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what would you say holds women back from being leaders?
I think there's many things that hold us back. And, you know, sometimes people will initially go to the external factors, like the fact that sometimes people don't think women are as capable or competent or mm-hmm. able to deal with, you know, power positions. And mm-hmm. there is some of that, although there's been dramatic change in that in the past 30 years.
Uh-huh.
But I would say the biggest thing that holds most women back is us internally.
Yeah.
And the way we think about ourselves and kind of the mind chart that says you're not good enough, you don't know enough, you know, that kind of negative self-talk and
yeah.
the lack of belief and confidence in ourselves, I believe, is the greatest obstacle to women stepping more fully into leadership.
Oh, you're so right on that. I can tell you and our listeners that my mother said to me, gosh, years before I even was married, my first marriage, that once you become a mother, that's your role for the rest of your life. You
oh,
don't do
goodness.
Anything else. And it was really interesting. When I started stepping into being a motivational speaker and an author, I struggled. And every time an opportunity would come up, I would like say thanks, but no thanks. And then I would, you know, go on a picnic with my kids because I was really struggling with that mindset I was raised with. And then, you know, but struggling with this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm past that now, but it was really a struggle for years for me. So I can really identify what you're saying on that.
Yeah, well, I totally relate to that. I,
yeah.
you know, I come from a working class family in New England. And when I went to Yale, I went out to dinner with my father as I was graduating from Yale. And he, of course, you know, he never graduated from high school.
Mm.
So, you know, I was the first in our family to go to college on either side.
Mm-hmm.
So he took me out to dinner and he said, well, that's great, Eleanor, you're graduating from Yale. That's a, you know, good education you got there. So maybe if you work hard and play your cards right, you might be able to be the executive secretary of someone in a corporation. I was just, even at the time, I was horrified because I had done all this work and they're training me at Yale to be a great leader. And then here my own father is saying, you know, well, the highest aspiration I could have would to be an executive secretary. So, and nothing against executive secretaries. They do, you know, some very important work, but that is not what I had in mind coming out of the gate. But it's that generational shift where,
yeah.
you know, what the expectations used to be, you would be, you know, housewife, teacher, mother, nurse.
Yes.
And that was kind of it. And now the whole world is open to women, and we have
mm-hmm.
tremendous possibilities. But some of those, that cultural baggage is still inside of us and still holding us back.
Oh, for sure. Now, let me ask you, so when you're working with women, how do you help them to overcome what holds them back? What do you do with them?
You know, one of the things I do is talk about leadership generally. And, in fact, I just did a seminar in Virginia with a wonderful group of women in Richmond, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, let's talk about what's leadership. And people came up with all these great things. It's, you know, being in charge and knowing what to do and other people believe in you. And then I said, okay, well, now let's write what's been your experience of negative leadership.
And, oh, okay.
You know, I said, think about, you know, your father at his worst moments, your ex-husband, you know, the boss you couldn't stand, you know, what are those models are seen? And the energy in the room just got so intense, and everybody, they couldn't wait to say, you know, here's examples of bad leadership. And I looked at it all up there, and I said, well, you know, that's a lot of the models we have of what a leader is. In our own lives, this is what we have seen. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be that kind of leader. We want to be, you know, the kind of leader to be proud of, not a leader who suffocates other people through our ego and being demanding, but rather a leader who helps light other people's fire and help them feel a sense of their own abilities and competence and value.
Yeah, what a great exercise. Can I just get you to hold that thought? We have to just go to a commercial here for a second.
Sure.
Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I've got my great guest here today, Eleanor LeCain. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about how to awaken your leader within. Now, to learn more about my guest, you can go to her website, thebreakthroughway.com, and make sure you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and sign up for my free newsletter to instantly receive the top 10 life-changing lessons that will change your life forever. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Eleanor Lacaine, and our topic is Awaken Your Leader Within, Women and Leadership in This Transformational Time. Now, before the break, Eleanor was sharing how women can overcome what holds them back from leadership. Before we continue, Eleanor, can you share with everyone your website again? Because I want to make sure they connect with you and get your fantastic book.
Yes, my website is thebreakthroughway.com. That's thebreakthroughway, thebreakthroughway.com.
Perfect. Well, folks, I can't tell you how much this book can really help our world, so I really encourage you to get it. Now, Eleanor, let's talk about what the feminine leadership is. Can you touch on that?
Yes, well, I was beginning to touch on it at the end of our first section there.
Mm-hmm.
That basically, you know, the old model of leadership is more about an individual who kind of takes up a lot of space and a lot of power, and it's all about me and the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And the new model of leadership, the more feminine approach, is much more about cooperation and oriented to service and helping mm-hmm. people kind of connect with each other, be working with each other, and mm-hmm. helping other people get in touch with their own abilities and own sense of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of sucking the oxygen out of the room, which some of the old leaders might have done,
mm-hmm.
new leadership model, more feminine, would be more cooperative and actually helping others feel their own strength.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a good point because I've always been like that. Like, you know, we always help each other. It always comes back when you help each other. And I'm, you know, there was a period there for years. You didn't see, it was always like, I have to do this and I can't help someone else because I'm in competition. But the world is really shifting that you're seeing people working together. And I'm so happy to see that. And, you know, that's really good point that you've made around that. So I just had to share that. Sorry if I'm getting off here.
No, that's exactly right, Sue.
You know,
and if you look, even corporations that 10 years ago might have been mortal enemies in the marketplace now are saying, hey, for us both to survive and thrive, we need to create a partnership and be working together here.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think the world should be like. I've always felt that even as a child. So, yeah, this is really, it's almost like a, I don't know if I say relief, that finally people are working together. That's just this calming feeling that comes over when I see people doing that. I could go on for hours just about that one area. Can you tell?
I love it. Well, and it's so important. I actually believe, you know, not only is this very important to understand in our own lives, I believe that the future of humanity in the world depends on women stepping up in a bigger way in embracing our power, embracing our values, and stepping into leadership.
Yes.
We absolutely have to have that new model of leadership in a strong way to pull us through the eye of the needle here.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. How can women become leaders when they're already so busy and pressed for extra time?
That's an excellent question. And I think the answer is that it's not about doing everything we're doing plus adding leadership to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more a matter of being leaders in our daily lives in every sphere. So, mm-hmm. you know, I would say the first place for us to be leaders is to lead our own selves in our lives.
Yes.
Which may sound very simple, but I think this is one of the greatest challenges for women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of us defer what our dreams are, what we really want to do because we don't feel it's accepted in the world, or we're spending our lives taking care of our children, taking care of our husbands, taking care of our parents as they age, all of which are valuable and important things to do. But so many times women totally lose their own self and their own direction and their own what they want to contribute and offer in life, because they're so in service to their family members around them.
Oh, for sure. And listeners, I want to share with you, this was not planned. Well, I guess you could say it was divinely guided to me, this message. At the end of the show, I'm going to share my personal story of how I learned the importance of saying the word no. And this is kind of tying into exactly what you're saying. And we didn't plan this, folks. So it's really interesting how everything works when we do these shows, Eleanor.
Yes. Well, for sure. So important. You know, this is in some ways the key to good leadership is the ability to say no.
Yep.
And I learned this from my good friend Cheryl Richardson, who is a coach and works with Louise Hay. And she actually wrote a book called The Art of Extreme Self-Care, which is a wonderful book. And when she was starting out, she realized she had to learn how to say no. And she actually practiced with different people in different situations.
I did
learning
too. Yeah.
How to say no.
Yeah.
You have to know how to say no to create space in your life for what is a giant, wonderful yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what do you do or tell yourself when you need to ignite that spirit of leadership within? What's your secret on that?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, kind of what inspires me is my vision of my life as it could be. And I think, you know, all the people that I could help and what I, how I could make the world a better place when I am fully who I am in the world. So when I feel like I'm kind of getting too sucked into kind of the motherhood role or the spouse role or, you know, too much time on the family, to say how frustrated I will be. First of all, I won't be as good a mother or wife if I'm feeling frustrated in having stuffed my own life in service to my family. So I will be a better mother and wife when I'm out there doing some of the things I love and want to do to contribute to the world. So that's kind of, you know, one way to look at it. And the other is the vision of your life when you're fully stepping into who you are and what you can do in the world. Because I, you know, as you mentioned, I'm doing the two things right now, looking at supporting women in leadership and also building on breakthrough solutions, you know, the best of what's working. And both of those things I can see could be so significant for helping so many people live more satisfying lives.
Yeah.
But that inspires me to say, you know, it may, and in many ways it's easier to fall back into the traditional role models because that's known and accepted. To kind of break through that and step out and go, you know what, I am here. I have this one wild and precious life, and we none of us know how much time we have. So let's make every day count, and I don't want to die with my music locked inside me.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Eleanor, you may not know my story, but many of our listeners do. I was actually given 30 minutes to live in my life, and I had my intestine burst. I did go through a near-death experience. And, you know, when the doctor said, who do you want to say goodbye to? You've got about 30 minutes to live. You have no idea how you look back on your life and reflect and what could I have done differently? What do I wish I still could do? And when I came back from that near-death experience, actually, I was at a point where I did want to go over because I was being abused by my ex-husband and he was never around and it was pretty nasty. And, you know, the God and his angels knew different for me and they sent me my grandfather who, when he was living, he really kicked my butt, but in a real loving way. And he said to me, Susie, you have millions of people and animals you need to help and you need to go back. And I hung on to those words and that's what's really inspired me and helped me. And, you know, now I look at, okay, I am a living example to my children, to others, and that's what helps me to keep going and, you know, get through those times where I might be fearful of trying something or, you know, that fear of the unknown, you know, can creep up in my past. And it was just something like simple as that, as knowing, okay, like, you've got minutes to live. What could you have done differently? And I want it so that when my final days do come, there would be nothing I would change. And that's exactly how I live my life. So, yeah, we think a lot like there, girl.
Yeah, that's a really powerful story, Sue.
And yeah.
What a gift in your life to have come that close to kind of crossing over and be done here. and then get another chance. How long ago was that?
What happened that particular time when my intestine burst, it was 1996. Mm. And when I was pregnant with my second daughter in 1992, they asked me to make a choice. Either I would live or the baby, because my weight went down to 80 pounds.
Oh, dear.
So there was twice I had close calls, but when my intestine burst, that was the worst. But you know what? I look at it, it was a meant to be. It taught me that I was a simple person with lots of issues, and now I'm an example to others. And when someone says, you know, my story has helped them, that's what keeps inspiring me. And when people say they plan suicides and they're not going to do it anymore because of my story, that just gives me more drive to want to get out there. So, yeah, it's you know, everyone's got a story, and share it, because you can always help, you know, others with that. Now, we've got another minute. Can you start to tell us a story of how you were a leader with rather than a leader over others? And we may have to cut to a commercial break in about another minute or so, but let's start on that, shall we?
Sure. Well, okay. I would say I was invited to lead a seminar in Afghanistan for the women of Afghanistan about how they could regain some sense of power and control in their own lives after all those years of the Taliban times and the repression. So instead of coming in and going, well, you know, I'm a leader from America and let me tell you how to do it, I designed the whole program around them identifying what was important to them in their lives and in their families and communities, and then determining their own priorities and put them into groups to strategize what they could do about it. So instead of just talking about leadership or, you know, me being the leader, it was about them identifying what they cared about and how they could take action in their own lives to make a difference.
Wow, that's powerful. Let's go to a break, and then when we come back, let's talk more about your work with the women in Afghanistan, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Eleanor Lacaine and I are going to inspire you some more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Eleanor LeCain here with us today, and we're talking about the topic, Awaken Your Leader Within, Women and Leadership in this Transformational Time. Eleanor, we were talking before about your work with the women in Afghanistan. Can you tell us more about, you know, you're working with the women in Afghanistan, in Afghanistan, in Kabul?
Yes, exactly. Well, the first thing was just how hungry the women of Afghanistan were for learning about leadership, because they had been so suppressed for so long. I mean, really, the Taliban, when they were in charge, had outlawed women or girls getting an education.
Wow.
So the women who wanted to teach the girls were going underground at the risk of their lives, teaching the girls how to read and write. And, you know, I talked to my daughter, who kind of was not too motivated through high school, and I said, look, you've got it easy. You get to actually read and write and learn all these subjects. If you were in Afghanistan, you would be forbidden from learning all of this. And,
yeah.
And that people actually risk their lives to make sure the girls would be able to learn. And even, you know, somewhat silly thing, but they banned women couldn't eat ice cream. You're like, how ridiculous.
Wow.
But, you know, they could get beaten or whipped for eating ice cream.
Wow.
So it was pretty severe. One thing we need to know is that it's not like it was always like this in Afghanistan, and it's still back in medieval times. If you were in the capital, Kabul, in the 1970s, you would have seen women in college, women as professors, women as doctors, women wearing their mini skirts around town and pretty much doing anything, you know, along with the women's movement globally that had happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, bit by bit, as the Taliban took charge, they rolled back the rights of women. So
wow.
I think it's an important lesson for us to know, Sue, that these hard-won rights that we have and often take for granted are not necessarily always going to be here, and that we need to maintain the rights we have to be able to speak out. I mean, even in this country, if you go back to the mid-19th century, it was illegal for women to speak in public.
Wow.
So we've come a long way, and it's because of the shoulders of the women that we stand on that we women in the United States and you know, other countries in the world now have a chance to stand up and speak out, a chance to, you know, work in jobs, earn money, and able to keep our money, own property, all the things that used to be illegal, we can now do. So, you know, let's use that position we have not just to improve our own lives and improve the lives of our families, but also at this point, you know, to improve the world. Because our communities, our country, our whole world is really precarious in the balance now, you know, whether you're talking about the economy or talking about the environment. We've got serious challenges, and it's really up to the women to stand up and speak out and make a difference.
Oh, for sure. And folks, one thing that I really, really love about Eleanor's book is the breakthrough solutions, how you talk about how there's so much money going out there. There's programs in place now that could help people. Can we take a minute just to talk about that? Because this is really a big area when we talk about saving money and, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I started on this path when I was the director of strategic planning in the state government of Massachusetts. And I noticed that in one town they might have a solution they were working on that the town next door would not know about. And I thought, well, this is silly. We should be sharing what works with each other.
Yes.
You know, across the state, across the country, and hopefully eventually around the world. Mm-hmm. So I actually started looking for the breakthrough solutions in different areas that affect mm-hmm. our lives, like education, crime, parenting, relationship. Mm-hmm. And I found in every area these incredible breakthrough solutions that could transform the whole field, not just good ideas, but things that could actually change the entire way a problem is approached. And mm-hmm. I'm convinced after my 20 years of research mm-hmm. that we have solved most of our social problems already.
Yeah.
That someone somewhere has the solution. And that's what I wrote up in the book. It profiles 9 breakthrough solutions in areas that affect our daily lives and, mm-hmm. and explains how you can use it in your own life and community to get mm-hmm. better results for less money.
Yeah, and it's folks, it's really a good book. I've been taking it to the gym when I'm working out. I'll get on the exercise bike, and I'm reading about the parenting and about that the boy with autism and how that mm-hmm. family now are helping others. And I'm finding my workouts are going so much faster because I'm reading this book, and I'm just, you know, zooming through it as I'm feeling so good that, you know, here's some people making a difference and saving so much money to, you know, for your government. So people.
Right, exactly. Well, to give you one specific example on that, right now in crime, mm-hmm. we have 2 million people in prison in the United States at a cost of about $50 billion a year, mm-hmm. and plus the cost of building the prisons. And then, you know, most of those guys, when they come out, will commit another crime and go back to jail. So
yeah.
it's not solving the crime problem.
No.
Meanwhile, there's a program called Delancey Street in San Francisco mm-hmm. where the inmates go as an alternative prison sentence. It's mm-hmm. a 4-year program, like Harvard, they like to say.
Yeah.
And they learn 3 programs where they can learn skills to be able to get jobs when they graduate, like working in a restaurant or fixing cars or mm-hmm. in a print and copy shop. So when they come out, they are self-reliant members of our community who end up paying taxes mm-hmm. instead of coming out and knocking us on the head and robbing our homes.
Yeah,
so
it's a really great program.
It's a great program, and it's at zero cost to the taxpayers because
yeah.
the whole program is financed by those companies that the mm-hmm. Residents learn their trade in.
Yeah. Good, very good program. Now, we're getting so close on time. We want so much more to cover. For people to learn about these programs, are they on your website as well?
Well, what you can do, the book is on the website. So,
okay, so they should get the book for all these programs and all the links into there, right?
Yeah, you really
okay.
want to get the book. It's Breakthrough okay. Solutions, How to Improve Your Life and Change the World by Building on What Works.
Yeah, folks, I can't talk highly enough about this book. It's incredible. Now, you've got a new book coming out. Do you want to tell us about that? And then we want to talk about your special event you've got coming up.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
The special event coming up in Hawaii begins 11-11-11.
Mm-hmm.
It's a week-long retreat for women to assess, kind of really go deep, what do you want to do in your life? And what's your real dream and passion in life, and then develop a plan of action for what you can do and how to live the life of your dreams and be your best and highest self at all times.
Yeah.
So if anybody is interested, it's at this gorgeous estate in Hawaii overlooking the Pacific Ocean. We're going to have great food, wonderful community of women, and it's going to be very small. It'll be, you know, about 10 women there. So if you're at all interested, beginning 11-11-11, we have a week-long retreat for women living our best lives. And if you're listening to this and 11-11 is too late and gone by, we'll probably be doing a similar one next March in Hawaii.
Okay. Now, is this one happening on the Big Island of Hawaii?
No, this is on the Garden Island of Kauai.
Kauai, oh, my favorite island.
That's what everyone says.
I love that.
First time to Hawaii, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you need to have a chaperone in your suitcase? I volunteer.
Love to have you. Come on over, Sue.
Well, I said to my husband, I'm turning 50 a year from next month. And I said, that's where I want to go for my 50th birthday. So I left a piece of me there. Let me put it that way.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm happy to report my husband and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary next week.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So we hope to make it to Hawaii. We've decided to have many ways to celebrate, and going to Hawaii will be one of them.
That's perfect. Well, we went there for our honeymoon, and we were there for 3 weeks, and it was phenomenal.
Very nice. Time to come again.
I know. So if you're listening and you want me to come and do a speaking event, folks, book me. I can drop my everything and come and do a speaking event there. So if you're listening, book me. Email me through ask2london.com.
All right. And I should also mention for listeners who aren't getting to Hawaii and can't go for a whole week, I also do programs on women in leadership. I'm working with my colleague, Patricia Varley, and we do day-long and weekend seminars all over the place. I just got an invitation to go to Armenia and do it for the women of Armenia. So
nice.
We're happy, you know, if you're interested in having us come to your community, call and let us know.
Okay. Now, and if they wanted to connect with you, where would they do this through the Breakthrough Way?
Yeah, you can email me at eleanor@thebreakthroughway.com.
Okay. Now, we have a minute left. So what words of inspiration do you want to leave with everybody? No pressure.
I know a lot of people are very scared now about what's happening in their lives and money, and the world seems like it's collapsing. I want to say that I feel so grateful that I'm living now, because I think this is the most exciting time in the history of humanity to be alive, because the world as it was not working well for most people, and we were destroying Mother Nature. This is our chance to recreate our lives and recreate our world and be our best and highest selves. And I'm so excited to be here. And I want, you know, people to learn from the leadership, learn from the Breakthrough Solutions, so they can live the most fulfilling lives and help build a new world.
Very well said. Folks, check Eleanor out. Check out her book. Purchase her book. It's phenomenal. Go to the website, thebreakthroughway.com. Eleanor, it has been such an honor and privilege having you on my show this week. Thank you for all the great work you're doing, my friend.
Thank you so much, Sue, and thank you for inspiring so many people through your show.
Well, thank you. This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share that story with you that's going to inspire you to make positive changes in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I've personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I've soared above it all, and I've created a wonderful new life that I desire. I have taken all my past challenges, and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching programs, and my books. Now, I'm here to help you get there also. If you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, learn how I can help you. And make sure, by the way, that you sign up for that newsletter, because when you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to get 10 weekly videos to help you create the life that you desire. Now, for my personal story, I want to share with you right now a way to help you to make positive changes in your life. And it's a simple word to do this. So let me just share the story with you. I have talked to a lot of men and a lot of women in bad marriages going through abuse, and many who don't even value themselves. There was a time, but I'm honestly going to tell you, that I was in that place too. I would have to say that I truly stepped into my power when I learned that my husband had a girlfriend. That was my first husband, by the way. And when she wasn't the first either that I learned. Now, stepping into my power sure didn't happen overnight. I will be honest with you and tell you that I did do a lot of processing about it. I teetered from being in denial and saying, oh, I'm just going to ignore it and it will go away. It's not going to happen again. To making the final decision of getting rid of that husband once and for all and filing for a divorce. Once I decided that I truly was worthy of having love in my life, having a partner to share my ups and downs with, to have a life that I truly desired, that is when something really shifted within me. I started to put myself first. Now, there's a saying on airplanes, you must put the oxygen mask on yourself first. You can't help someone else until you do that first. In other words, you must always put yourself first. Take care of yourself. Because if you don't, who else is going to do that? Once I started putting myself first, the changes for the positive started to happen. I started feeling healthier because I included some form of exercise in my daily routine. I began to eat foods that were proper and healthy. I made a point of being in bed every night by 10 p.m. And because of that, I no longer felt that tired feeling. And the big thing that was the huge change for me was I started saying that magic word, no. Until then, I was a doormat for people. Many people later shared with me, now get this, they said they would always ask me to volunteer because they knew that I would do it when nobody else would. Pretty sad, eh? when I would always say yes to everybody and everything, I didn't have balance in my life. I didn't feel appreciated and honored. Having balance and that equal exchange of energy is so important for us all to have. Many people who don't feel worthy have challenges saying no to others. Well, once I started saying no, people were actually honoring me more. I set boundaries for myself. In my day timer, I mark down when it's only time for my husband and I, when it's only me time. I made time to have a date with my children. I'm highlighted in my calendar. Now, this is a great exercise for you to do also. Get your day timer out and using a highlighter marker, when it's time for your exercise, when it's time for you time, when it's time for you and your partner, when it's time for you to have a date with your children, catch up on what they're doing, when it's time for you to be available for meetings, when you're available for appointments like the dentist. I always make time for my spiritual growth and personal development as well. So what you do is you take the highlighter and you mark that in. Now, part of my personal development was going to Toastmasters International each week on a Tuesday. I had no idea what was going to happen going to this club. I went there because I was facing my fear once and for all to get over that fear of speaking in public. I never had to do it through school because word spread that if you asked me to do a speech, I'd get so nervous I would throw up all over the teacher's desks. So as I got older, I was being put in the position of having to speak. So I faced my fear, I booked in my calendar the time, and I went to Toastmasters. And boy, was that ever life-changing for me. I got over my fear, but I also met my future husband there. And I became a motivational speaker and a radio host, inspiring thousands of people at a time. Now, that man is my husband, and we've been together for 10 years. So you never know, folks, what happens when you say no and you make time for you and that personal development. Now, every day I make time to read something that's going to empower me, inspire me, or help me to grow. And I do this for 30 minutes every day. I make time to meditate every day. Meditation helps you to gain clarity and to become grounded. And as you go through this exercise of marking in your day timer when you're making times for all of the above, you're going to find that that calendar of yours is going to fill up pretty quickly. This is a great tool for helping you to see why perhaps you may be feeling overwhelmed, tired, or burnt out. Remember, only you can say no. Now, a little tip for you. A lot of parents say, oh, I've got so much I've got to do for my kids. Well, include your kids. Say no to them. Something in our house, you either are on cooking detail or you're on cleaning detail. I started my children and I'm on the next generation with grandchildren. At the age of 3, they started putting the spoons on the table and they were putting on the containers that they couldn't break. Get them involved. Get them to help out. My children used to always ask me to run them everywhere. Well, I stopped being the road runner when I'd say, okay, that's great. I'm going to do that for you, but this is taking my time. So what are you going to do for me in return? Once I started saying that, boy, did that shift everything. When you shift to putting yourself first and saying the word no more often, you're going to see a real ripple effect happen. As I started to say no and value myself, I watched my children start to value themselves more. They're making more time for themselves and honoring themselves and not being the doormat like their mother used to be. I broke the pattern for myself and my children. I'm so proud to tell you. Now, if you're a parent, your children's going to copy you too, so make notes on what you're doing and what you can change. Be their example. To learn more about the valuable lessons that I share, purchase your copy of my personal life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Purchase your copy through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, I am really grateful that we had Eleanor on the show today. She had such a powerful message. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of her book, The Breakthrough Solutions. and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific. Next week on my guest on the show, my guest is Pam Garbians, and the topic is healing with raw foods. On behalf of my guest, Eleanor LeCain, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.